In late 2019, Zach Medford opened a bar in downtown Wilmington. He named it Coughlin's, a coastal spinoff from his location in Raleigh. Then the unexpected happened.
On primary election day, Governor Roy Cooper announced the first preliminary case of the coronavirus.
All dine-in and bar areas are closed to the public. While the move allows takeout and delivery to...
One in four small businesses say they are 2 months or less from closing permanently due to the economic
shock. After the initial shutdown in the spring, North Carolina officials announced an extended stay-at-home order through May. They also announced the state's projected reopening plan. Phase one would include retail shops like boutiques and bookstores. Phase two would allow bars and restaurants to reopen at reduced capacity. And phase three would usher in the reopening of entertainment venues like movie theaters or amusement parks. But when phase two was implemented in late May and restaurants were given the ever so cautious yellow light to reopen, bars were omitted due to increased safety concerns, and things mostly stayed that way. So Medford, like other bar owners across the state, had to come up with some creative solutions.
If you wanted to survive 2020, you had to change your business model completely.
You had to serve food in some way, or
yeah, you had whether it was serve food or completely get rid of liquor and only have wine and beer, or you know, open up as a grocery store. It was very complicated, very expensive.
Bars were eventually allowed to reopen at 30% capacity in September of 2020, but that only applied to outdoor seating. So for many bars across the state, the lights remained off, the doors shuttered, and some saw financial relief through programs like PPP loans. But
if you don't have a bar to pay people to work in, it doesn't really help to have a payroll protection relief loan. So it's been tough. I mean, I think that we've lost dozens of bars, if not hundreds, across the state because of this, the way these restrictions were rolled out.
Other business owners and sectors of the local economy have experienced better luck through the pandemic. Thanks to Wilmington's unique assets like its seaport, growing economy, diverse array of industry sectors, and tourism appeal, the region has seen more resiliency than other cities of its size.
Not a single restaurant in the downtown market closed because of COVID, and there are very few in the outlying areas that did as well.
That's Terry Espy, president of Wilmington's Downtown Business Alliance. One factor she attributes to Wilmington's success is the Downtown Alive program, which started in June 2020 and opened downtown streets for expanded restaurant seating during the pandemic. That program came to a close in November, and Espy says after that, there were some concerns about what 2021 would bring.
Well, January and February are always lull months in Wilmington. In and of itself, every year we see a drop in those months. With the additional restrictions that were put in place, I don't think anyone was prepared for that.
For example?
I know the retail saw a drop, and that's the way it goes, especially in a tight downtown. If the restaurants are struggling, retail struggles. And as we say, if they fail, it impacts everything because you don't want to live in a downtown environment with closed up buildings.
As vaccine efforts ramp up and the state hopefully continues to see a gradual decline in COVID-19 cases, Espy says there is a lot of optimism moving into the summer. And a lot of companies are mostly planning on business as usual with a few changes.
We actually have restaurants that have converted their whole concept to just pick up and delivery. 2 years ago, nobody would have done that. But now people understand we're not going to see a change in habits even after COVID is gone. And kind of what we're being told, COVID may never be totally gone. It'll become an endemic.
And as the region heads into spring, bars have finally been brought back into the mix too. Last month, Governor Cooper announced that they could finally reopen indoors at 30% capacity. But Zach Medford, who ended up having to close his Coughlin's location in Raleigh, says the move may have been too late for many other bar owners.
So you've got a lot of people that they're able to reopen their bar now, but they're facing hundreds of thousands of dollars in back rent. And you know, the question is, will they be able to, when the restrictions are all gone, will they be able to pay off that back rent?
But for now, the music is back on inside of Coughlin's Wilmington. And if you listen closely, maybe, just maybe, you can hear the sound of a potential return to normalcy. For WHQR News, I'm Hannah Brasinger.